Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Townsville Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Checking the weather first, another sunny day in Townsville today, coming to a top of 33 degrees. Overnight temperatures falling to the low to mid-20s tonight. Here's what we're covering today, Friday, December 9. 17-year-old charged in relation to fatal Kelso traffic crash. Plea to drive safely these school holidays and motorists to return to the ring road tomorrow morning. A 17-year-old male from Black River has been charged in relation to a fatal traffic crash in Kelso in October this year. Police responded to an incident involving a vehicle and pedestrian on October 30. A 34-year-old Kelso man was transported to Townsville University Hospital in a critical condition and later passed away as a result of his injuries. Following an investigation by the Forensic Crash Unit, the 17-year-old has been charged with multiple offences, including dangerous operation of a vehicle causing death while adversely affected by an intoxicating substance. He'll appear before the Townsville Children's Court at a later date. In other news, police are urging North Queensland motorists to drive like our lives depend on it as the state's road death toll continues to rise. More than 270 lives have been lost on Queensland roads so far in 2022, compared to 266 the same time last year. Acting Inspector Jamie Deakin says the state's highest road toll was recorded in 1973 and 2022 has not surpassed that.
We're about to enter a very busy period on the Queensland roads with the school holidays and Christmas coming upon us, so we're urging everyone to slow down, exercise extreme care on our roads, and obey the fatal five.
A second bridge over the Bowley River will open to motorists tomorrow morning after the completion of the largest piece of infrastructure on the Townsville Ring Road project. The southbound entry ramp at Riverway Drive will reopen this morning following a three-month closure to reconfigure the ramp and improve safety and capacity. Member for Thurwin Gower, Aaron Harper, says he commends the community for its patience through the project's construction.
I really want to thank everyone, every motorist, for their patience driving through the roadworks safely, making sure all our workers are safe. And this is just in time for Christmas. If I had a bow on it, I'd put a bow on it tomorrow morning.
Let's take a look at some sport now. Our Townsville Fire will return to the court tomorrow night to take on the Southside Flyers, who currently sit just below our girls on the ladder. The Fire are looking to come out of their two-game losing streak and secure another win under their belts. Familiar Fire favourite Kate Gaze will join our girls on the court after signing a short-term contract following Jaeger and Akuso's injuries. All the action taps off tomorrow in Melbourne from 4:30 p.m. And for the first time ever, North's Red have claimed the championship title of the Townsville's Women's Cricket League. It was the North's only grand final, with the club's two teams going head-to-head for the title. It was an intense game of cricket, but in the end, North's Red defeated North's White by 3 wickets. Chloe Murphy was a star of the night, securing 42 runs for the side. Thanks for listening. Catch you later for more local news.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.